Where is my therapist? And then just all right, we'd like to call our meeting of December 5th to order. We'll have a Pledge of Allegiance by Miss Reinhardt and then an invocation by Council Member Dave.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Heavenly Father, we pray for many blessings. We pray for the freedoms that we enjoy in this country and the opportunity and freedom we have to vote and responsibilities that those that are elected to represent people in a way that would be honest and with integrity. We're grateful for the community that we live and the good people that are here, and pray that will bless them during this Christmas holiday, that we'll be able to be kind and reach out and serve and bless one another's lives. Pray for these things in Jesus Christ. Amen.
Thank you both for that. So we'll now have the presentation of the general election results. Before that, I just, for the record, I'll mention that I was the member of our board of canvassers that attended the clerk's office, Summit County Clerk's office audit. Somebody from each board of canvassers needed to attend. So I did that. It was a public open process, so it was noticed and anyone from the public could have attended. I won't go into detail because it was pretty boring, but everything came out okay. And all the results matched up, so there were no discrepancies with the machine and the actual ballots. So then, Amy, will you present the results?
I will do so. Okay, for the 2023 general municipal election for Oakley City. Okay, so for the 2023 general municipal election for Oakley City, there are 939 registered voters in Oakley City. We had total ballots cast of 486. Which gives us a voter turnout of 51.75%. There are two precincts in Oakley. One is larger than the other. And the turnout for those precincts was for Oakley 14-10, 42%, and for Oakley 14-25, just over 60% turnout. Let's see. We'll now run over, we'll go over the ballot totals for each candidate. Dave Neff, council candidate, received 364 votes. Council candidate Joe B. Frazier received 322. Council candidate Tom Smart received 224. Council candidate Kelly Edwards, 183. Council candidate Kirby Levitt Atkinson, 174. The vacant offices were for three council member seats. The top vote getters will be Dave Neff, Joe Frazier, Tom Smart. Those will be the candidates that will take office for the new term January 1st. There were 17 ballots that were rejected. Those 17 ballots consisted of three unsigned ballots, nine ballots that were postmarked after the mail-in deadline, five who had signatures that did not match the signature that was on file with the county clerk's office. Of note, this is just for items of interest. The number of ballots that were undervoted, meaning they didn't vote for the full three candidates. Candidates could choose up to three. We had a total of 185 ballots that undervoted. We had six that overvoted, so they voted for more than three candidates. So there we go. So those are the official results for the 2023 general election.
Thank you. So I will now just, I don't know if I need to say this, but just for the record, I will be voting, but I cannot make a motion or a second motion tonight. So just so that's for the record, but I will accept a motion to approve resolution 2023-08.
I'll make a motion to accept the voting for the 2023 City Council election.
I will second that.
Thank you. Moved and seconded. Is there any further discussion?
Just curious, the people that get rejected, do they ever know that they did something stupid and didn't sign it? Or do you ever get notified? I don't know.
So, yes. So County Clerk's office makes every attempt to contact the individuals that have returned ballots that are either unsigned or the signatures do not match so that they have an opportunity to correct the ballot prior to the certification of the vote. But if you mail in your ballot after the postmark date, that's
nothing can be done.
Yeah. Okay. So only the only
well, that's good they follow up. I just wasn't aware how that was handled. Thank you.
Anything else? Okay, we'll proceed to vote. All those in favor of the resolution, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Seeing none, the motion passes. So we don't need to sign there. And we will adjourn.
Good job, way to go.
Excellent, thank you all.
I guess I shouldn't say it. Did they call you if you did something stupid? That's probably very
irresponsible. That's close.